Today's June 18, 2015. This is a Joint Committee on Ways and Means Subcommittee on Natural Resources. Today we have work sessions on House Bill 2209, Senate Bill 202, Senate Bill 266, House Bill 2653, and House Bill 3362. So we'll go ahead and open up a work session on House Bill 2209 and turn it over to Mr. Walker.
Co-chair members of the committee, House Bill 2209A establishes an Oregon Shellfish Task Force and appropriates $125,000 general fund to the Oregon Department of Agriculture for a pilot project on water quality monitoring in Tillamook Bay, and $500,000 general fund to the Higher Education Coordinating Commission to fund research activities related to shellfish at Oregon State University.
All right. And do we have a motion? We're looking for a motion to move House Bill 2209.
Mr. Chairman, I so move.
Senator Hansel has stolen Representative Clem's job and has moved House Bill 2209 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
He just did it while Representative Clem was thinking about it.
Yeah. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right. Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing no objection, the motion carries. Mr. Representative Gomberg, would you like to carry it since it has to do with Oregon State and your... the coastal thing.
And shellfish.
Absolutely.
All right,
Representative Gomberg.
I'm so enthused, I will take it to the full, to the House floor, and to the Senate floor.
Whoa, impressive.
Hey.
Would Representative McKeown, would you also like to co-carry this on the floor as well? Excellent. And then Senator Roblin to carry it on the Senate side, or Senator Johnson?
I think either one of them would be more than happy to, and I could be the back of it if neither one are able to.
And I love shellfish, Chair, so.
Well, this is the first time we have had carriers coming out of the woodwork.
And Mr. Chair, I am happy to let Representative McKeown take the lead on this if she's so inclined, but generally we've been asked that the Ways and Means bills go through Ways and Means members because of the connection to staff and a few other details there.
We'll put both you and Representative McKeown as co-carriers, and then let's also put Senator Johnson and Roblin as co-carriers on the Senate side for the floor. And then we'll have Dembro and Senator Hansel as backup. So, with that, we'll go ahead and close the work session on House Bill 2209, open a work session on Senate Bill 202. Mr. Walker.
Co-chairs, members of the committee, Senate Bill 202 abolishes the independent multidisciplinary science team and establishes the Task Force on Independent Scientific Review for Natural Resources, charged with evaluating and assessing the need for independent scientific review in Oregon and to make appropriate recommendations. The bill requires the task force to submit a report of its findings and recommendations to the governor and the legislative assembly by September 15, 2016. And the task force sunsets on January 2nd, 2019. And you also have in front of you the A6 amendment, which appropriates $108,907 general fund to the Higher Education Coordinating Commission for the purposes of the Institute of Natural Resources.
All right, so do we have a motion to move to adopt the A6 amendment to Senate Bill 202?
Mr. Chair, I move the A6 amendment to Senate Bill 202.
Representative Clem has moved to adopt the A6 amendment to Senate Bill 202. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. And now we just need a motion to move Senate Bill 202 as amended.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 202A as amended. 202A as amended to the full committee. Do you pass the recommendation?
That sounds good to me, Representative Clem. Representative Clem has moved Senate Bill 202A as amended to the full committee with the due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. We'll carriers to full.
I'd carry it if you wish.
All right, Senator Hansel will carry it to the full on the floor. And. And I will carry it to the floor on the House side. With that, we'll go ahead and close the work session on Senate Bill 202, open a work session on Senate Bill 266. Mr. Stainer.
Good morning, Mr. Co-Chair, members of the subcommittee. I'm glad we're all in a playful mood this morning. So Senate Bill 266.
Mr. Chairman, he doesn't realize this is how decisions normally get made in this building.
He's kidding. Senate Bill 266, the measure defines place-based integrated water resources for the purpose of the Act and provides statutory authority for the Water Resources Department to issue grants to facilitate the preparation of place-based integrated water resource strategies consistent with state laws, water resource policy, and Water Resource Department requirements. The measure authorizes the department to enter into contracts or agreements, provide technical assistance, and information development of strategies, and requires those strategies to be developed in collaboration with balanced representation of interests, to balance current and future in and out of stream needs, to include development of actions consistent with existing laws and policies, facilitate implementation of local solutions, be developed in open process, and be developed in consultation with the department. The bill also authorizes the Water Resource Commission to adopt rules. This act sunsets July 1st, 2019. There's no amendment associated with the bill, and the fiscal impact is minimal.
All right. So do we have a motion to move Senate Bill 266 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation?
I think we did that one already, didn't we?
No, we did 202.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 266A to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Clemens moved Senate Bill 266 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. And whom would like to carry that to the full?
You got the last one. I think it's my turn.
Okay. Representative Gomberg will carry to the full and the floor. Okay. And Senator Denver will take it on the Senate floor. With that, we'll go ahead and close the work session on 266 and open up a work session on House Bill 2653.
Chair Rayfield, members of the committee, House Bill 2653 and the next bill you're going to hear were previously heard in this subcommittee on June 10th for public hearing. House Bill 2653 relates to the location of apiaries. The bill requires Oregon State University Extension Services, in consultation with the Department of Agriculture and beekeeping organizations, to establish a written policy on best practices for beekeeping within residential areas and disseminate best practices and make information available to governing bodies and the public. The Extension Service estimated a cost on this that you'll see in the fiscal impact statement. Oregon State University reports that this work can be accomplished within the additional $14 million that's been provided in the statewide public service programs in the budget for the Higher Education Coordinating Commission. That's found in House Bill 5024 that passed out of sub on Tuesday. There are no amendments to House Bill 2653.
All right. Do we have a motion to move House Bill 2653 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation?
Chair, I move House Bill 2653 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Clemens moved House Bill 2653 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. I'll go ahead and carry it to the full. We'll have Representative Gorsuch carry it on the floor since it's his bill, and then on the Senate side. Senator Denver will carry it on the Senate side, and with that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 2653 and open the work session on House Bill 3362.
Chair Rayfield, members of the committee, House Bill 3362 relates to pollinator health. This bill directs Oregon State University to expand the whole pollinator health program created in House Bill 4139 from the 2014 session. OSU, in consultation with the Department of Agriculture, is to develop a pollinator health outreach and education plan and a pesticide use safety plan to educate the public. The measure also directs Department of Agriculture to develop a bee incident reporting system and makes changes to apiary fees and pesticide product registration fees to fund the education and outreach work. We do have a Dash 2 amendment for this bill, which appropriates the $50,000 general fund to the Department of Agriculture for the development of the bee incident reporting system. And once again, Oregon State University estimates that the fiscal impact that they had would be covered by the $14 million budgeted for the statewide public service programs.
All right, we just need a motion to adopt the Dash A2 amendment to House Bill 3362.
Mr. Chair, I move the A2 amendments to House Bill 3362.
Representative Clemens moved the A2 amendments to House Bill 3362. Is there any discussion on that motion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, motion carries. We just need a motion to move House Bill 3362 to the full, as amended, to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3362A as amended to the full with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Columbus move House Bill 3362 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. And discussion, Senator Hansel.
The buzz I'm hearing on this one is a good bill.
Touche.
So,
My narcolepsy just kicked in, too.
Stung again.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to be a yes vote.
Okay. Okay.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. I'll go ahead and carry it to the full. We'll have Representative Reardon carry it to the House floor, and then we'll have Senator Hansel carry it to the floor on the Senate side. And with that, we'll go ahead and close the work session and adjourn the meeting.